Welcome to the Riot Podcast, where we have practical discussions on how to share your faith, see the news from God's eyes, and answer some of faith's hardest questions.
Thank you for joining us today on Riot Podcast, where you can find us at riotpodcast.co. Again, it's riotpodcast.co. We are so thankful that you've joined us. And today's show is sponsored by Blinzabi Games. If you're looking for a game developer, you can come to Blinzabi Games. So it's B-L-E-N-Z-A-B-I. games.com, and they can help you out with all of your game development. I heard they do some really fun games. What do you guys, have you guys seen any of their games?
I'm just really glad you spelled that, because I was having a problem.
There's a Z in it.
I can't even say it, much less spell it.
It's like wasabi with a Z. It's Blinzabi Games.
Now, Blinzabi. Who thought of that name?
Some young Padawan, probably. Just wanted to be unique and different, so he came up with Blinzabi Games. But it, if anybody knows anybody that needs a game that's developed, go ahead and go on to blinzabigames.com. So how's your guys' week? How's things going? How's everything? I'm joined by our co-host, I should say, is Bob Schoeneman.
Hey, Pete.
And Barry Rice.
What's up, everybody? Great to see that you're here today.
Yeah. What's up?
It's been a crazy week, right? Yeah. We were talking in the show prep about it almost feels like some mourning going on with just the madness going on in our country, from social media crackdowns to the riot at the Capitol to just a lot of crazy stuff. What do you think, Barry? How's your week?
Yeah, it's been kind of down, and I'm mourning the fact that our nation is struggling so much, and that there's so many different opinions, and it's, I feel like nobody's getting along. I feel like it's a big family and everybody's fighting.
Yeah, I mean, talking about the morning, I mean, today is like, it's overcast outside. It's all dreary, and it kind of is how I felt the last few days.
Yeah,
I mean,
it fits the mood.
It does. It's like, I got up the day after the Capitol riot, and I just found myself like sitting quietly, and I just felt ugh. And I was just praying, and I really did feel like I was mourning. I'm mourning for our nation. I was mourning for, and it's like, I don't have like a joke, or I don't have something. I just feel,
Yeah.
It's kind of
we'll still try to have a good time with you guys today, but yeah, it's definitely, there's a kind of a shadow over us today, I think.
Go ahead, Bear.
Yeah. If anybody else feels that way, just post that and let us know that we're not the only
yeah,
people.
Right. Oh, you're weird.
But but why do you guys think there is kind of like a doggy downer right now?
Yeah, there's just a lot of chaos and uncertainty, right, in today. You know, and I think the Capitol riots, it was hard to watch, but I think it kind of brought to forefront of just the evil and the chaoticness, or there's just a lot of unrest, you know, uneasiness that's happening in our world. And so, I don't know, what's your guys' thoughts with all of that?
It's a good question, though, Barry. I think everybody is tearing down everybody. There's no, you know, there's no uplifting. There's no positive stuff going on. Everything seems to be negative from like every direction. And I think that's probably, maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's part of what we're feeling and sensing in our spirit.
I am wondering if these people who were rioting and breaking and causing this dysfunction, if they see themselves on the TV or in pictures, can they really think this is okay and this is right? I mean, obviously they do, because they did it, right? I mean, that just blows my mind that they can believe that to destroy property, to hurt people, to force themselves and be as angry as they are, that this is legitimate, this is right.
Yeah, and I think it, again, it's probably a small minority of people, but it definitely is a testament that to evil, and there's it's something wrong with that, and anarchy and chaos is not of God. And as a Christian people, as a follower of Christ, you know, that should alarm us, you know, and some of these people that were doing that were doing it in the name of Jesus, or they believed that was God ordained for them to do that. And some of this movement or this crazy stuff that we're seeing, there's a lot of people that are saying they're Christians, but their actions or their demeanor is not of God. I mean, God is gentle. God's character has completely been tarnished by some of the actions and some of the things that people are saying.
You know, as you're saying that, Pete, I was just thinking about when they came to get Jesus, right, in the garden, and Peter just took out his knife and or dagger, whatever it was, and cut off the ear of the soldier. And Jesus' mentality was like, no, that's not the way my kingdom is going to be. That's not the way we're going to handle this. I'm going to go and I'm going to suffer. And this is what I was born for. And, you know, can violence ever be glorifying to God?
Right. Right. No.
Man, I think we just saw an example of the mob rule too. I mean, I'm sure, you know, there were people that intended to cause harm and destruction that day, but it's contagious, right? How many of those people that ended up getting involved in that had no intention? They were just marching to the Capitol. They wanted their voices to be heard and got caught up in the mob, right? So to me, that's part of why that's so dangerous.
Yeah, and again, it's a lot of this is coming back to all of this is being done because of politics. All of this is being done because people want to express their voice or they want to have their opinion heard. And there's a great divide in our nation. And I think we talked about this a little bit in our prep time is, and I think a lot of it has to do with the social media. So the media in itself. And there's a show on Netflix called Social Dilemma. And it kind of talks about how it's affecting the way that we think, how it's manipulating our minds and corrupting our thought process to believe what is being given to us on social media. And so that's where you're seeing this great divide. You're seeing the Republicans on one side, you're seeing the Democrats on another side, and it's because of what the social media is feeding them. And so it's constantly giving them the material, manipulating their minds to get caught up into this thought process, and it's just causing a division. So both sides do not even see the other side. There is no compromise any longer. And now there's just anarchy and there's chaos and there's just, you know, they just, people can't see either side. And so what's your guys' thoughts on kind of that mindset?
I think you're absolutely right. I think everything is being measured by the R and the D right now. And it's just, you know, it's everything's binary. If you agree with one side, you have to disagree with the other. And there's just, you know, I think that's the filter that we're using. And to me, that's a huge... It's a huge mistake. It's the wrong filter. We should be using a filter of the word. We should be using God's filter, because there's people on both sides that are wrong or right. I mean, it's not a binary thing. Just because Donald Trump is wrong doesn't make Joe Biden right, you know, or vice versa. And man, we just got to be really careful about how we do that. And you're so right about social media. Man, all it does is reinforce what you already believe or your tendencies. And as that ramps up, it's like a snowball going down the hill, right? It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and all it does is strengthen your beliefs. I would ask, you know, when was the last time you sat down with somebody that believes differently than you and just shut up? You know, just listen. Listen to what they have to say. I mean, we're not talking to each other anymore. We're burying ourselves inside our phones and inside our social media, and that's all we're getting. And man, we got to start talking to people. We got to start listening to people. Because I'm reading articles yesterday on both sides, and 100% they believe what they're saying is true, right? Yeah. There's no doubt in their mind.
They have their own facts to back it up. It's based off of their opinions and what they've been manipulated.
Literally,
with.
I read two really lengthy articles that were 180 degrees apart, and both of them had just sources and everything right down the line.
They have their own truth.
Yep, they have their own truth, and it's just, it's scary. It's honestly scary.
As my spirit has been grieved the last few days, guys, the Holy Spirit said something to me, and I just want to put it out there. The Holy Spirit said, if I'm going to look at social media for comfort and for information and what's going on, and if I'm looking at the TV, and I've been looking at social media a whole lot lately, And what the Holy Spirit said to me, if I'm going to look at these sources and I'm doing these things and I'm talking about it with people, a lot more than I'm praying for our nation, mm-hmm. a lot more than I'm seeking God's answers, and a lot more than I am seeking His truth, man, I am really missing the mark. And I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to social media for comfort. I'm going to TV for comfort, and I'm talking to other people and kind of stirring the pot and letting that comfort me. I'm telling you, I have got to get a serious heart check. I've got to stop my heart and get it restarted with God's heart. And I have got to pray. And you know, you were talking this morning about 2 Chronicles 7:14, Pete. Man, tell us about that.
Well, and again, it just leads us back to a people that are seeking God's face more than they are seeking truth in what they're reading or what the government's telling them or what the you know, the Facebook or Twitter or Instagram is telling us. And it's turning more towards, you know, the Word of God. It's turning more towards the truth that's in the Lord, and it's really seeking the Spirit of God to, you know, to bring forth light or truth, or you know, checking our spirit or telling us what is right versus what is wrong. It's revealing the difference between the darkness and the good. And I think that, like what you were saying, Barry, is so many people are turning more towards the media or towards social media and their facts instead of really just turning that off. It's in just really not even getting too much caught up into it. I mean, Trump, you know, people are thinking that Trump's the savior or that Biden's the savior, and really he's just they're a small speck on the big picture. God is so much greater. God is so much bigger. And when we just really put our focus there, our attention there, everything becomes small. Everything doesn't affect us. And what affects us is the Spirit of God that changes us. But I think that brings us into kind of the next kind of thought is the hypocrisy. I mean, we're seeing a lot of hypocrisy. We're seeing both sides because of this manipulation, because of this, their ideology or their thought process. They have facts from one side, but they're speaking it out. But the reality is they're doing the exact same, just the opposite, the hypocrisy that we're seeing on both sides. What's your thoughts on that, guys?
Well, my mom used to say this old statement, two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I'm seeing it. And we've been talking about this a little bit in my household, that if you're right, it doesn't mean you can run over anybody. Hmm. I mean, think about that. I mean, just because I think I'm right, does that mean I look at someone else and say you have less value because you don't think like me? Mm. Or that I can put you down and I can hurt you and I can just defame you because I'm right? That's two wrongs, right? I mean, come on, let's think through how we act. Is how we're acting pleasing to God? Is breaking into the White House pleasing to God? Is holding up a flag or destroying stuff, statues and painting and all this stuff that's happening, does that really please God? And that's really what He wants? Come yeah. on.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to the hypocrisy is because there's no filter. And so the reason why it's happening is because we have our facts and we have our thought process that we believe is 100% right. And it's based off the information that we're getting from the media and social media. And that is where our argument is standing. And so it's not filtering through, Bob, you said this, it's not filtering through truth. It's not filtering through what is the very best way. And so then the hypocrisy comes is because they're now leaning on their facts and their truth that they have. And then they're forgetting the other side of it. They're completely forgetting that what they are actually doing is the hypocrisy. It's the exact same thing that the other side is doing, but the opposite way of doing it. And so they're just, everybody's going back and forth. Let me just read this statement real quick to us. And it's something that someone posted the other day, but it kind of shows you the right and the wrong. You know, before I even get into that, let me just give this disclaimer. I want our listeners to know that we support whoever the president is. We are not conspiracy theories, nor do we condone hate of evil any of anyone. So this is not about what we're about here. We desire to walk in love and speak truth the best that we understand it. But this statement that I'm about to read is someone's opinion, but it points to a bigger picture that we want to discuss after I read it. So I said, he said, no matter how I vote, no matter what I say, lives are never going to be the same. I have been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I have known all of my life so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think that I may well have entered the Twilight Zone. You can't justify this insanity. We have become a nation that has lost its collective mind. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Somehow it's un-American for census to count how many Americans are in America. People who have there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. Universities that advocate equality discriminate against Asian Americans in favor of African Americans. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they are doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. After legislating gender, if a dude pretends to be a woman, you are required to pretend with him. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcomed in. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free healthcare is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. And pointing out all of this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, no civility, and people are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to a Chinese even though it began in China. We are clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong but killing innocent babies is right. Wake up, America. The great unthinkable ship Titanic America has hit an iceberg. It's taking on water and sinking fast. So after reading that, it kind of put things in perspective. And again, I see this very clearly. I see the hypocrisy, and this is coming from one opinion and one perspective. Obviously it goes on both shoes. But what's your guys' thoughts to this?
Well, a couple things came to mind. First, I used to hear Pastor Chris Hodges would say this a lot, that truth without love is mean, and love without truth is meaningless. And so that's kind of what I was thinking about there as you're reading through that list of stuff. I mean, you can have the truth, but if you're not sharing it in love, and what I think about when I say that is, you know, are you sharing truth to kind of beat somebody over the head with it so you can be right, or are you sharing it in a loving way? So that's kind of where it hits me. Man, it really, Pete, we talked about this earlier. It breaks my heart because I know so many Christians that are just struggling with this, and you know, or people that say they're Christians, and it reminds me of Romans 8. And I want to read a few verses for you, and then we can maybe talk about that. But in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 4-7. Let me just read that first. It says, "In order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their mind on things of the Spirit. For to set your mind on the flesh is death, but to set your mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. And then it goes on, Paul goes on and just talks about, you, however, are not in the flesh, speaking to believers. And then he says, and there's a comma, and I circled this in my Bible as I was reading it this morning. And it just keeps saying, if. And this is the part that breaks my heart. You know, and Jesus shares it in Matthew 7 as well, that there's going to be many people that believe, they believe they're going to heaven. They believe they have salvation. But Jesus says, I didn't even know you. Get away from me. And I think Paul is talking about the same thing there. He says, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit in Christ does not belong in him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit of life is in righteousness. And again, if the Spirit of God is in you, you're going to see these things. You're going to recognize these truths. So that's kind of where my thoughts went this morning and where my heart is. What do you guys think?
You know, I'm right there with you, brother. And in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, it says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. You know, God always judges a nation that is far from him. And, you know, when everything that we look at is evil, and I just want to ask you guys, in view of what we're saying, do you think the wrath of God is coming? Do you think the judgment of God is coming? And if it is, what do we do? What are your thoughts?
You know, and again, it goes back to the, if you're a follower of Christ and you are a part of the hate that's being spilled, if you're a follower of Christ and you are a part of this vengeance, a part of this attack that's filled with hate, it's filled with hostility, it's filled with the flesh, then you are what Bob was talking about, not filled with the Spirit. You are apart from God. Because if you are filled with the Spirit, you will then fall to your knees. You will then take on the full armor of God. You will battle the enemy in the Spirit. You will not battle against flesh and blood. You will speak in a way that brings glory to God. You will do things in a way that's filled with gentleness and kindness and love. And I think there's a lot of Christians or a lot of people, the hypocrisy is rampant on both sides. I think there's Christians that are out there speaking, you know, and again, I'm not, again, not taking sides, but from a Donald Trump standpoint, he spoke in a vengeance kind of way. I mean, he spoke in ways that was not of God. And we as people of God should need to say, hey, that is not of God. And we are not to replicate that. We are not to make Trump our savior. We're not to make him as the all in. I mean, we are to look a lot higher than that. That God is good. God is faithful. God is true. God is gentle. God is kind. God is long suffering. God is there to elevate others above ourselves. God sacrifices his own wants and his own needs for the greater good of other people. He doesn't demand that they have to listen to him. He doesn't demand authoritative kind of mindset. He wants us to come freely. He wants us to love freely. And so the hypocrisy that we're seeing on TV, the hypocrisy that we're seeing in the media, the hypocrisy we're seeing is because we're getting caught up into this lesser thing. We're getting caught up into what we see as valuable, this whole election. We're forgetting that there's something so much greater that we can put our trust in. We don't need the hypocrisy because we love all. There is no politics. Jesus was apolitical. We're just love the people as Christ loved them. And then we're imitating Christ. We're not imitating our politicians. We're not imitating our friends. We're not imitating what we're seeing on social media. We're imitating what the Word of God says and what Jesus says. And so and it brings me back to Sodom and Gomorrah, and I think this is where we're at. You know, Abraham went to the wise men there, the angel of God, and he was pleading with them, saying, Don't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't destroy them. If there's 50 good people, you know, don't destroy them. And God says, okay, if there's 50 good people, I won't. And then he comes back and says, well, if there's 30 good people, don't destroy them. And then he came back and he says, if there's 10, he says, I won't destroy them. But the reality is that's kind of where we're headed. And I'm seeing this from both sides. I'm seeing the Christian community following along. And I'm seeing there's a lot of people out there that are acting like they're Christians, but if you examine their lifestyle, you examine their language, you examine what they're saying and what they're doing, it is not a reflecting that of God. And they're trying to control the outcome. They're trying to control what they believe and what they think. And they're not filtering it through what the Word of God says. Thoughts, guys?
Guys, if the things of God that are important to us and they're being broken and our heart is not being broken, if our heart doesn't break for the things that breaks the heart of God,
so good.
The Holy Spirit isn't inside of us. If we can call something that's evil good and we are not convicted about the way things are going and the way people are hating each other and the way anger is being cast and the divide that's been brought to our nation, if we're not mourning, if we're not broken over it, our heart is not in tune with God. And if our heart is not in tune with God, do we really have the Spirit of God living inside of us? I say no. And it breaks my heart to think that Christians would think that this is okay.
Yeah, Scott Saul said, Christianity has always thrived most as a life-giving minority, not a political majority.
Yeah, the Word of God says, Pete, that his disciples will be known by the way that we love one another. Not just for the corners that we stand up and yell for, but for the love that we show one another and the understanding that we seek in each other. What do you think about that?
It's so good. I think Christians in general are getting too caught up in the jerseys, the R and the D jerseys, and we shouldn't be wearing either. We should be, I like how Tony Evans puts it, we should be kingdom independence. And, you know, politics is important. You know, we should pay attention. We should know, you know, we should choose wisely who we put in Washington to represent us. But it's not the main thing. The main thing is still love God and love people. And I think too many, me included, get distracted at times. And, you know, we forget what the main thing is.
Yeah, and again, it goes back, Barry, this is really good. It just goes back to us as followers of Christ knowing and understanding that we're not Donald Trump or Joe Biden is not our savior. Their policies is not our savior. Our Congress is not our savior. Our friends are not our savior. Social media and the media and what they say is not our savior. Our God is so much bigger. And we get caught up without even knowing it. And I would highly suggest that we do have less social media time. And that we would turn off the TV more. And you know, I've learned that people watch the TV, they watch social media, and if they are not immediately surrendering it to God, if they are not filtering what they just heard through the Word of God and what's truth, they begin to believe it. And over time, there's a slow fade. And we have to be careful. And there's a lot of Christians or a lot of followers out there that are immature in their faith, and they're not recognizing or understanding that they've got caught up into this. And it's because they have not learned to filter this through the Word of God. They have not learned to take what they're hearing and what they're saying and really seeking God's face in it. And that's where that hypocrisy, that is where this is going. And that's what's happening in our world today. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I just got a picture, Pete. I think you're absolutely right. We should consume less of this. But as we are consuming it, let's have our Bibles open. Yeah. You know, let's be filtering it through the Word of God. I think that would be a lot less dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, let's just turn our heads. So we're talking about a big God. So let's just talk about him for a second here. So God is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. So he's all powerful. He's all present. He's all knowing at all times. So we just try to comprehend this. Okay, let's try to understand that our God, we are peons. Okay, this whole mess is nothing. This is so small, so little to him. He's so much bigger. You know, just by his spoken word, he brings life. right? He creates everything. He's so ginormous, okay? But Isaiah 55, 8 through 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Just think about that.
Man, I'm so guilty of that, making God smaller than he should be. I mean, there's no way to even fathom it. I mean, honestly, if you could comprehend God, then he wouldn't be God, right? But, man, I am so guilty of that, Pete. Thanks for sharing that. I forget how big God is way too often.
It's like from a political standpoint or, you know, from us, we're trying to control things based, again, off of our truth or what things that we have said. But we have to recognize that that God knows everything ahead of time. He already knows the next step. He already knows the next way. He already knows the next path. He already knows who he's going to minister to next. He already knows who he's going to raise up next. He already knows all these things. He knows all of the thoughts. There is absolutely nothing we can do. If he wanted the rocks to cry out, he would do it.
Amen.
God is greater. God is bigger than anything we can possibly imagine.
So as you guys have called our audience to get off social media and seek God, you know, in Second Chronicles, my hero would cite this all the time. And in verse 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin," and notice this, "and heal their land."
Amen.
Folks, if there's a time in our nation that we need our land to be healed, it is now.
Yes.
And it's our generation. It's our people. If we don't do it, who will? We have got to turn to God. We have got to confess our sin. And what sin do we have to confess? I really think one of the sins that we've got to confess is the thoughts that man can save our country. And whoever we put in office, whoever's sitting in Congress, whoever's sitting in Senate, whoever is in charge, is the facade that they're really in charge. It is God who is in charge. And that's what you're saying, Pete, that God is so big. He can turn this thing around in a second, in a blink of an eye. And if we would seek him and stop our minds, our hearts, and get back in tune with him and repent and turn from the fighting, turn from the looking down at others, turn from the judgment of different skin colors and racism and all that's going on, and turn to him. And if we all would turn to God, there is a unification that will happen in our nation, and there's a healing that will happen that can only come from that omnipotent, that omnipresent, that omniscient source that is God that can come. It can only come from him. So Christians, please turn to God. Hit your knees instead of opening up your computers and opening up Siri and opening up Facebook and whatever media source that you're using. Let's turn to God. Let's open the Word of God and let's hear from him.
Yeah, that's so good, Barry. Again, Job 3:26-14 says, "Behold, these are but the outskirts of his ways, and how small a whisper do we hear of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand?" And again, he hears our whispers, he hears our cries, but we have to understand that he is so powerful, that he knows the problems that we're going through. He knows the circumstance that you're in currently. He knows that the pain that you face. He knows the good that you experience. He knows everything, and he's powerful. It says in Psalms 147:5, "Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure." He is great. He is powerful. So Luke 1:12-7 says, "Why even the hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not, you are more value than many sparrows." I mean, just think about that. He knows the hairs of our head. He knows everything about us. And so it's a matter of just getting to that realization that if we're putting our hope in man, if we're putting our hope in what's happening today, if we're getting caught up into the negativity, if we're getting caught up in trying to manipulate and control people, we're not walking the way God wants. If we're walking in the Spirit, and we find ourselves praying for people. We find ourselves quiet and still before the Lord. We find ourselves battling in the spirit for others and for the things that we see as evil, then we are walking with God. But I would really challenge our listeners. I mean, there's some of us here that are listening today that are not seeing the hypocrisy. They're not calling out the evil. They're not seeing that there's blatant sin happening everywhere right now. And our world is in chaos. It is destroying itself because it does not see the light of Christ. And our job as followers is to do whatever we can to help bring light to this darkness, to help stand in the gap for God's glory and do the things that He desires to do so that people can have the opportunity to see Jesus. Now, it's not our word. We can't do anything but speak over this truth, right? It's the Holy Spirit's responsibility to help open the light, but it's our responsibility to bring them the truth. If they're not told, if they're not preached to, how would they ever know, right? And so we want to be able to share that. Your guys' thoughts.
I would ask myself today, what is the enemy trying to do in our nation? And I think about COVID-19 and the fear that has brought to our nation. And now all this election and political upheaval, I think the most dangerous place for America to be is to be in a place of fearful situation and having no hope. When someone has no hope and they're fearful, it's like a bull in a corner. It's like a mad dog in a corner. People are going to get hurt. Families are going to be destroyed. And our country is going to be judged by a holy God.
Yeah.
And I, the answer, folks, and I'm so convinced of it, is taking our eyes off of man, taking our eyes off of media, and putting them on the Messiah. And really looking up to God's provision of Jesus Christ for our healing of our fear, the healing of our hopelessness, and calling out as a people who call God their leader, God their Lord, and God their Savior, and crying out to Him and just asking Him to be God of our nation again. And inviting Him into the headship of our country. And I'm telling you, that's how I'm praying. And I'm asking you guys that are listening to this to pray with me and be broken with me for our nation.
Yeah. You know, and again, it's we don't move a man through our words. We move a man through on our knees in prayer. And you look at impossible situations, you look at what's happening. It's like we can't control what's going on right now. No matter how much we yell, no matter how much we scream, the sin and all this chaos that's taking place. But what we do have control is to pray in the Spirit. Where we do have control is to separate ourselves for such a time as this, where we can stand up and stand in the gap for Christ and humble ourselves and pray for revival in our own lives, but at the same time, pray for others. And when you see the enemy at work, when you hear it in someone else's voice, when you see it on the news, that you speak directly to it in the name of Jesus, and you rebuke Satan from that.
Yes.
And you do things in such a way that you take on the authority of Christ, because it's I that no longer live, but Christ that lives within me. And when we walk in the power of Christ, when we walk in the Spirit, we have complete authority over darkness. We have complete authority over the things that are causing us to fall to the wayside. And we have the ability to speak into truth, into life. And then the Holy Spirit takes over and changes and transforms people and things. And so just imagine if we all got together as a follower of Christ and we said, enough with this media, enough with this politics, enough with all this chaos, and we are now serious, and we all fasted and prayed, and we all got on our knees and we said, we are standing in the gap for Jesus, and we're going to do that we're going to see revival. If not in the nation, we're going to see it in our own lives. We're going to see it in our families' lives. We'll see it in our friends' lives, because it's going to change us. It's going to transform us. And it's just, we got to take it seriously. You know, C.S. Lewis talked about politics. He says, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it, I see everything else. Our Christianity doesn't give us a Christian politic. It gives us a Christian perspective on politics. And because of a certain ambiguity in the view of both, this is not, nor ever will be, a dogmatic closed position. And I, when I read that, it was just such a powerful statement, you know, knowing that when we look at politics, we're not looking at it in the policies. We're looking at it from the lenses of Christ. What does the truth say? What is God wanting of us? And how do we go about our business in that way? I know, thoughts, Bob, on some of these things?
Yeah, I'm just thinking the enemy and our flesh just wants to fight. You know, yeah. We want to be right. We just forget that, man, that's not why we're here. We're here to glorify him. And, man, just listening to you guys just convicts me every week. I love hanging out with you guys. I love learning from you guys. I pray that our listeners get half of that, of what I'm feeling from you guys. So thank you for sharing that.
I wanted to share Deuteronomy 10 and verse, starting with verse 17. And it says, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are among you, who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt. Fear the Lord your God and serve him, hold fast to him, and take your oaths in his name. He is the one you praise. He is your God who performed for you those great and awesome wonders you saw with your own eyes. Your ancestors who went down into Egypt were 70 in all, and now the Lord your God has made you an enormous as the stars in the sky. God is to be feared, and God is to be sought, and God is the answer for the nation's need, our nation's need.
Amen.
Yeah, and again, I think we've hammered this point, and I think our listeners get it. It's the politics and what's happening is chaotic, and I pray that if you're not seeing the hypocrisy, if you're not calling out the sin, if you're not calling out the evil, if you're getting caught up into believing these things, I pray that you would just ask God to forgive you, because that is not a spirit. That is not walking of God. And if your characteristic is not reflecting that of Jesus, and if it's built on haughtiness and bitterness, it's built on anger and evil, and there's resentment and hostility in your voice, if you are having that as a practice, God can forgive you. God can shower you with his grace, and that's the best thing about it. His grace is sufficient, and God will restore you. And I just pray that the Spirit of God would just convict some of us. It's convicting us here in the studio, and you know, we're seeing this big picture, and we're sounding the alarm. We're telling the church today that there's something wrong. There's an issue going on, and we need to really take this seriously. And that's kind of where the show went, wasn't it? We're usually a bunch of jokesters, and we have a lot of fun, and we love to laugh, right?
Right.
I mean, that's our character. We love to laugh, but there's something serious going on here. And so I just pray that we as the body of Christ would come together and just really seek his face and really turn off this TV and the social media and just really filter that. And not just believe or get manipulated by them. Watch that show on Netflix, The Social Dilemma, and let it open your eyes to what's taking place. Thoughts, Bob?
Yeah, Pete, you just mentioned the characteristics of Jesus. Just so we're crystal clear on that, can you kind of map that out? What does that look like for our listeners?
Yeah, and again, it's the characteristics is the fruit of the Spirit, you know. And if you study the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you study how Jesus interacted with people, if you study how he, because people always take the, oh, he's with the Pharisees, he was, you know, he turned over tables and so on. Well, Jesus, he was God, he was holy, he was perfect. He was talking and defending his house. He was defending the temple of God. And he was doing it in such a way to bring glory to God. He was not demeaning or going after. He was not tearing apart. He was doing everything so that God would be glorified. And so if we want to have righteous anger, that's fine. Just be holy. Be perfect like Jesus was. And that's why, I mean, I hear people say, well, Jesus did this or whatever. I said, are you holy? Are you perfect? Can you pull that off and still not sin? And the answer for all of us is no. And so we have to understand that when the character of Christ is to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 3:22, just walk in a way that brings him glory. And knowing that we have to crucify the flesh, we have to put that at bay. And we have to say that it's not okay to cuss. It's not okay to get drunk. It's not okay to watch porn. It's not okay to hate your wife. It's not okay to be angry about everything. It's not okay to control people. It's not okay to lash out. These are not okay. And so we have to say, God, help me. I plead with the Holy Spirit. I plead for you to help me walk through this. And then put measures in place that help you walk holy. Put yourself in a position to succeed. Throw away the things that are causing the problem. Get rid of them. Just take them and purge them. That's a part of repenting. It's complete 180. It's completely turning from the going the ways that we all go. So with that said, let's Barry, if you could just close us off. There's so many people out there that are hearing this message right now, and I know that the Spirit of God has pricked them. And there might be some that haven't heard the Lord, and they're just saying, no, I want to give my life to the Lord now. Or there's some that are saying, I do need to repent. And so why don't you just speak to them right now?
Let me share with you what repentance is. Repentance is agreeing with God that what I've done has offended him.
Yeah.
And that it's not right. And repentance is a military word that means to about face, to turn, recognize you're wrong and turn back to God. That the way I'm going is wrong, and I'm going to turn and I'm going to change my direction. I'm going to change my mind and I'm going to change my heart, and I'm going to bring my heart back from the direction I'm going, and I'm going to turn it back to you. And I ask you, where is your heart and mind and attention right now? Would you turn it back to God? Would you repent? I know I need to. And I ask that if you don't know Jesus, that you would understand that it is our sin that separates us from God. And the only way we can get right with God is through Jesus Christ. It is through what he accomplished on the cross when he died and he was buried and he rose again the third day that he separated himself from every leader that's ever lived. He is God in the flesh. And he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through me. There is no way other than Christ. And I just ask that you would put your trust and your faith in Jesus the Messiah. And lastly, that you would confess him and invite him into your life as Lord, as your boss, as your master. Yeah. And we do that through prayer. And I would ask you to pray. If you're feeling fearful and hopeless and that you just don't know, would you repent and call out to God right now through praying this prayer? Mm. Would you just simply ask, dear God, I know that you love me. I know I've gone wrong and done the wrong things, and I'm sorry. I've offended you, and I repent. I confess it, and I'm sorry. I turn to you, and I thank you that you died for me on the cross, that you bled and died and were beaten and bruised, and it's a massacre for my sin, and I'm sorry for that. And I believe that you were buried. I believe that you rose again. I believe that you are victorious, and you have overcome all that. And that you are alive, and I ask that you to come and live in me and through me, to be my Lord and my Savior. And I need you because I can't do this on my own. Help me, Lord. Fill me and make me what you want me to be. In Jesus' name, if you pray that prayer, I just want you to know that there is hope. I just want you to know that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, mm-hmm. and he has the answers if you would just ask him. And I just want to pray right now, not just for those who need Jesus, but those who are hurting. Mm. And maybe you stumbled upon this podcast and you didn't know what you were getting into and you didn't know what it was going to say, but you stood it out and you're still here. And you may not believe this way, but you're hurting. I just want to pray for hurting people right now. And Lord, I just lift up hurting people. Okay. And I ask, Lord, that you would comfort it and that you would show yourself as loving, Lord, the loving, gracious, merciful God that you are, Lord. And we beg for mercy for our country. Mm-hmm. And God, we ask that you would send revival, that we would humble ourselves and learn what true humility is in the face of the cross, Lord. How you laid down your life and how you sacrificed and surrendered and you didn't stand up for your right. Your right was to be worshiped and people disowned you and said, crucify him. And Lord, I'm really honestly, Lord, today broken before you. And I prayed and I pray and I ask that you would heal our nation, Lord, and heal our land. Yes. And that you would forgive our sins, Lord. And God, I pray that you would unite people from all sides, Lord, from every skin color and every background and nationality to prayer to seek you, Lord. And God, may you do something miraculous that only you can do.
Yeah.
And Lord, I profess that you are big, mighty, awesome, majestic, wonderful, loving. And I praise you. I praise you. And I exalt your name on this podcast today. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Wow, that was just awesome. And I know there's many that are listening to this that just were blessed with that. And we would love to hear from you. And so if you've given your life to the Lord or you reconnected your life to the Lord, you can log on to riotpodcast.co and go to the No God page. And then down at the bottom, it would give you the option to either say yes, that you accepted God, or it would give you the option to that you recommitted your life to God. So once you select it, then you go into a sheet that you can fill out. And we would love to get you a Bible. We would love to connect with you. And today's show, again, it was a little bit heavier. Our hearts were heavy just coming into the studio today. And I think that we really were sounding the alarm. We see what's happening. And it's a serious thing, and we are doing our part. We want to pray with you. We pray that you stand up with us and that you pray for our nation, that you humble yourself, get right with God, be serious and take this as there's something happening. We don't want to be Sodom and Gomorrah, guys. God's gonna get his way regardless. Yeah. And so we really want to do our part. And so I just thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Barry, for that prayer. It was just powerful. Bob, any last thoughts?
Yeah, just I started to apologize for the heaviness and quickly got checked. No, we're not going to apologize for this. This is exactly what God put on our heart to share this morning. And just what a blessing you guys are. And I just pray that as people hear this today, that they take it seriously, that a lot of the stuff that we're seeing in this world is not of the world, and we need to get back and focus on God.
Yeah.
So, you know, the normal closing, man, thank you guys, as always. I think our producer, Christine, amazing job as always. If you're listening on a podcast, please remember to hit the subscribe button. It allows you to be first to know. So as soon as it's released, you will get notified that the new podcast is out. So it's important to do that. If you don't listen to podcasts and you're listening to this on YouTube, same thing. You can still subscribe to the channel and get notified. You can set your alerts so that it pops up when we come live and you never miss a show. So again, we still have our Facebook page. We have our website. Man, we'd love to hear from you. We would love to hear. Man, take a selfie of you listening to the podcast and send it to us on Facebook. We would love to see it. I promise you it would bless us.
We're on Twitter and Instagram. I just don't know those taglines.
Yeah, okay. You should be able to find LinkedIn. Them everywhere. I mean, we had one of our listeners send us a photo Becky last week, and we shared that on Facebook as well. Speaking of t-shirts, if you'd like a podcast t-shirt, man, we would love to send you one.
Yeah.
Just check out on the website. Again, it's riotpatpodcast.co.co, and you can get all the information there. But we'd love to send you one. If you're you have a business and you're looking to maybe sponsor a show,
yeah,
we would love to talk to you about that as well.
There's a link on the page, show sponsor. Yeah, gets all the information.
Guys, we love you. That emotion you heard from Pastor Barry's prayer today was man, that's just as real as it gets. We really are broken about what's going on in this nation,
yeah.
And 2 Chronicles 7:14 just seems so fitting. Check it out, read it this week, and man, we can't wait to talk to you again next week. We got some exciting things coming in the next few weeks, and we'll share more about that next week.
Yep. God bless you guys. Love you.
Thank you, guys. Good to see you. Good to hear from you. Let us know what we can do for you.
Amen.
This has been the Riot Podcast. If you liked what you heard today, please feel free to leave a comment and share it with your friends. See you back here next week for another episode of the Riot Podcast.